Well, Virginia State Senator Creed Deed's condition has been upgraded to good today after that stabbing attack yesterday by his son Gus, who then killed himself. 24-year-old Gus Deeds was brought in for an emergency evaluation Monday, but was released because there were no psychiatric beds available. It's called streeting, releasing at-risk patients when there's no room. In Virginia, patients can only be held for 4 hours before they must be released. The executive director of the Rockbridge County Community Services Board said it was uncommon for there not to be a bed at the facility where Deeds was evaluated, but families say it's widespread. Mira Signer is executive director of the National Alliance of Mental Illness Virginia. Mira, what are families saying?
The immediate feeling was just sadness. And, you know, the other thing is that, unfortunately, it's a fairly familiar situation to a lot of people and a lot of families in Virginia who have dealt firsthand with something similar to this, if not even necessarily the same exact scenario. People are frustrated that I'm hearing from.
Well, Virginia's Inspector General issued a report in 2011 showing that 200 patients a month were being turned away in Virginia. Tell us more.
Between April of 2010 and March of 2011, about 200 people who actually met the criteria for a temporary detention order that dictates basically when somebody should be held against his or her will, folks were released from custody because there were no beds.
Well, let me jump in to say that it's not just no beds available. You and your literature go further and note that it's sometimes facilities that aren't willing to take people.
Right. Private hospitals have the luxury of turning people away. They can turn people away for lack of insurance or even simply if they don't feel they can treat a particular person. So that's where the public system really has to serve as a safety net. But if the safety net can't do that, then we're in a real bind.
Well, some would say that private hospitals shouldn't be forced to take in patients for whom they don't have the proper facilities. Let's say maybe they don't have a lockdown ward. But you say that not all state facilities will accept a person under a detention order, and state facilities, you presume, would have the wherewithal to do it.
But if they don't have room, if they don't have a bed, that's where we've seen people literally who have met the criteria for temporary detention, which is a, you know, it's a strict clinical criteria where a person is evaluated by a mental health professional. We've seen people turned away. We've seen beds, you know, kind of steadily downsized throughout Virginia, and that's been part of the issue that we're looking at here.
Well, tell us a little more about those statistics. Psychiatric bed availability, we understand, has decreased nationwide by 14%. This is between 2005 and 2010. Psychiatric patients, another statistic, are three times more likely to end up in a prison after they act out than in the psychiatric ward because there's no availability of a bed. So it's happening nationwide. But we remember after the Virginia Tech shootings, there was a push in Virginia to update the emergency system, including criteria for involuntary psychiatric commitment, and to raise state funding. Again, presumably that would lead to more beds. What happened?
There was a big push after Virginia Tech. The legislature swooped into action, and they quickly approved about $42 million in new funds for mental health services. They updated some of the mental health laws that were either vague or confusing or outdated. But what happened was when 2009 hit and the, you know, the recession really started hitting states, Virginia cut $37.7 million from fiscal years 2009 to 2012, which was the 11th deepest cut in the nation. So it almost erased everything that had been put into the mental health system following Virginia Tech. And really a huge part of the problem and something I don't want to leave out is as beds have been downsized, community services have not kept pace. There are many areas of Virginia that still lack access to things like basic crisis intervention services, crisis stabilization services, supportive housing. This puts tremendous pressure on the system.
And on families.
And it really does. It puts a lot of pressure on families. We hear stories, a person isn't able to get a bed, and so the next best thing is to try to put a safety plan together. You know, who's going to check on this person, and then maybe the mental health professional would come back the next day to check on the person and do some monitoring. But again, that's really kind of putting it in the hands of the family, and that can be really difficult.
Do you think this incident with Senator Deeds and his son, combined, coupled with the report from just 2011, do you feel that there will be some change?
We really hope so. I mean, this has to be a wake-up call. We have really dealt with some really serious situations that beg the question of why aren't we providing a public mental health system and a mental health system that works? Wouldn't it be nice to finally say, okay, some good has come out of this terrible tragedy?
Thank you, Mira. Mira Signer, Executive Director of National Alliance of Mental Illness Virginia. There are NAMI chapters across the country. You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.